A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 24th day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 28 degrees.
So far, so good. If you're traveling on I-15, I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
Utah's governor is optimistic about when the state can get back to normal and when we can take off the masks.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, Hope on the Horizon. Mary?
Amanda, Governor Spencer Cox tweeted he's kind of baffled by the pessimism in Washington, D.C. He says cases are going down, vaccinations are going up, and they're going to speed up even more. He says he sees Utahns celebrating 4th of July together without masks in large groups, maybe even celebrating getting together sooner. Now, a Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows that 21% of Utahns think the state will be back to normal by the fall, but 47% said perhaps we're at least a year away. The new public health order, by the way, says masks will end 8 weeks after we get to 1.6 million first doses of the vaccine in Utah with counties with low transmission rates. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Pfizer's ice-cold COVID shot may be getting an upgrade to its storage temperature requirement. And there could also be a big boost in vaccine production. ABC's Megan Teverizian continues our team coverage, Hope on the Horizon.
In the race to vaccinate, the CDC now says 17% of the U.S. adult population now received at least one shot, and now handling the vaccines may get easier. The New York Times reports the FDA is set to allow the Pfizer vaccine to be stored in regular freezers.
Millions of doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could also soon be distributed around the country. The government could give that vaccine emergency approval as soon as Friday.
Security officials told lawmakers that bad intel hampered the response when violent rioters stormed the Capitol on January 6th.
ABC News obtaining a copy of testimony you'll hear today from another Capitol official who'll go on the record claiming he, too, was never informed of the planned violence. Brett Blanton, the architect of the Capitol, who sits on a four-person Capitol Police Board, he'll tell Congress he was never briefed on those credible threats.
ABC's Ike Ijachi reporting.
The sister of a Kearns woman whose abduction was caught on surveillance video says they don't understand why she was kidnapped.
I deactivated my Facebook because I just didn't want to see anything. So all these details and stuff, I don't know and I don't want to know.
Jessica Romero McDonald tells KSL the family is hurting and they just want to know where Nicole Romero's body is. Two men have now been charged with her kidnapping and murder. Detectives say witnesses have told them she was shot and killed and that her body was taken away by a third man.
Police are looking into what led to a deadly snowmobile crash near Bryan Head. One woman was killed in the crash, and an off-duty officer visiting from Los Angeles helped administer CPR. Two other snowmobilers were also hurt in the crash.
A Minnesota educator has been selected as the next superintendent of the Salt Lake City School District. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the Salt Lake City Board of Education voted unanimously last night to select Timothy Gadsden III as the district's top administrator. He was most recently the associate superintendent of high schools with Anoka-Hennepin Schools in Anoka, Minnesota. The plan is for him to start in July after being extended a two-year contract.
Our work will be building on what's strong, strengthening what needs to be strengthened, and getting rid of those things that are ineffective.
Gadsden III will also be the first black educator to lead a Utah school district. The board says they conducted a nationwide search and they received 33 applications for the position, and candidates came from 19 different states. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Ogden School District is building its own LTE data network that will cover the whole city to make sure students can use their computers for remote learning anywhere in the city. Details from KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
The district is putting up its own towers and configuring its tablets and laptops to work with the LTE wireless system. Jer Bates with the Ogden District says that means students will have the same secure access they would if they were in a regular classroom.
So they get the access to all the, quote-unquote, good internet, and the bad internet gets blocked out with high-speed free access.
It's not quite free. The total price tag is about $500,000. The first tower should be up and running in about 60 days. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.